Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki Nanta Koti Vaishnava Niti Eskan Fandacha Srila Prabhupada Namcha Srila Haridas Thakur Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nishnananda Sri Daita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakti All glories to the assembly of devotees, all glories to the assembly of devotees, all glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 9, text 31. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Jnanam Parma Guyam Me,
Jnanam Parma Guyam Me,
Yad Vijnana Samanvitam,
Yad Vijnana
Sarahasyam tarangam cha
Sarahasyam tarangam cha
Brihana gatitam maya
Brihana gatitam maya
Sri Bhagavan uvacha
Sri Bhagavan uvacha
Jnanam parama guyam me Samanvitam Sarahasyam tarangam cha
Sarahasyam tarangam cha
Brihana gatitam maya
Brihana gatitam maya
Sri Bhagavan uvacha
Sri Bhagavan uvacha
Jnanam parama guyam me Samanvitam Sarahasyam tarangam cha
Sarahasyam tarangam cha
Brihana gatitam maya
Brihana gatitam maya
Personality of God had said, knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential, and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process has been explained by me. You may take it up carefully. Purport. Lord Brahma is the topmost devotee of the Lord within the universe. And therefore the personality of God had replied to his four principal inquiries in four important statements, which are known as the original Bhagavatam in four verses. These were Brahma's questions. What are the forms of the Lord, both in matter and in transcendence? Two, how are the different energies of the Lord working? Three, how does the Lord play with his different energies? And four, how may Brahma be instructed to discharge the duty entrusted to him? The prelude to the answers is this verse under discussion, wherein God informs Brahma that knowledge of him, the supreme absolute truth, as it is stated in the revealed scriptures, is very subtle and cannot be understood unless one is self-realized by the grace of the Lord. The Lord says that Brahma may take the answers as he explains them. This means that transcendental knowledge of the absolute supreme being can be known if it is made known by the Lord himself. By the mental speculation of the greatest mundane thinkers, the absolute truth cannot be understood. The mental speculators can reach up to the standard of impersonal Brahman realization, but factually, complete knowledge of transcendence is beyond the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Thus, it is called supreme confidential wisdom. Out of many liberated souls, someone may be qualified to know the personality of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said by the Lord himself that out of many hundreds of thousands of people, one may try for perfection in human life, and out of many liberated souls, one may know him as he is. Therefore, the knowledge of the personality of Godhead may be attained by devotional service only. Rahasyam means devotional service. Lord Krishna instructed Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita because he found Arjuna to be a devotee and friend. Without such qualifications, one cannot enter into the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one cannot understand the personality of Godhead unless one becomes a devotee and discharges devotional service. This mystery is love of Godhead. Therein lies the main qualification for knowing the mystery of the personality of Godhead. And to attain the stage of transcendental love of God, regulative principles that devotional service must be followed. The regulative principles are called Vaidhi Bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, and they can be practiced by a neophyte with his present senses. Such regulative principles are mainly based on hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord. And such hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord can be made possible in the association of devotees only. Lord Chaitanya therefore recommended 5 main principles for attaining perfection in devotional service of the Lord. The first is association with devotees, hearing. Second is chanting the glories of the Lord. Third, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the pure devotee. Fourth, residing in a holy place connected with the Lord. And fifth, worshipping the deity of the Lord with devotion. Such rules and regulations are parts of devotional service. So as requested by Lord Brahma, the personality of Godhead will explain all about the 4 questions put forward by Brahma and others, and others also which are parts and parcels of the same question. Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapranyana Bhutale Sayamu Pakaramaya Muradisa Padam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhulitananda Shri Rita Garada Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This verse is said to be the prelude to the 4 main verses of the Bhagavatam, which are called the Chatur Sloka, or famously known as the nutshell verses. The nutshell verses. And it's stated that Srila Prabhupada coined that phrase, nutshell, because the nutshell is considered fragile, but it holds the very important thing within it. The nut, which is very, very nutritious and very precious, so to speak. So these 4 verses, they're considered the foundation of the Bhagavatam, or the nucleus of the Bhagavatam. And from them sprung 18,000 verses, from these 4 verses. Now these are very interesting. I will just touch upon them briefly. I hope I have them here. So the first one was Aham Evasam Evagare Nanyat Yat Sad Asatparam Pashtar Aham Yat Itasha Yo Vashishyeta Sosmi Aham. Brahma, it is I, the personality of God, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature, the cause of creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of God. And after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of God. So in this verse itself, this is very interesting. What Krishna is saying, or what the Lord is saying, before the creation, I alone existed in his personal form, speaking. And now I'm existing again, and everything you see, you know, everything you see is me and my energy. And after annihilation, I alone shall exist. That's the gist of that verse. I would not go into that because the devotees would deal in that later on. Second was Rite Ritam Yat Pratiyeta Na Pratiyeta Chatmanu Tad Vidyat Atmano Mayam Yata Abaso Yata Tama. O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. No, it has
Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be darkness. The third one was Yata Mahanti Bhutani Bhute Bhutesh Su Savash Savashe Anu. O Brahma, please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created, and at the same time, I'm outside of everything. And the other verse is, Etavad eva jignasyam, tatva jignasunatmanaha. A person who is searching after the supreme absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. And these are called the four nutshell verses. Very famous. I used to hear about them and I never really realized it was these until not too long ago. Yeah. So these are the four verses that were expanded and elaborated to form the 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But there is also four other Chatur Shlokas. Anyone knows from where? The Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita also has four Chatur Shlokas. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matasarvam Pravartate Iti Madhva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samantitaha. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds, everything in nature. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with their hearts. And this is a solid verse. This practically covers everything. I am the source of both the material and spiritual world. And then even when Lord Krishna went on to say, Machita Madgata Pranaburayanta Parasparam Katayanta Shtayanta Tushyanti Charamanti Char. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, their lives are fully devoted to my service. They derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Tesham sadata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhiyogamta yenamam upayantiti. To those who are constantly serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. And tesham evanukam partam ajamagyanatam jamtama nasayami atma bhavasto gyanadipena bhashvata. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in the hearts, destroy the shining lamp of knowledge, the darkness born of ignorance. So these eight verses are the foundation for both the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. And they are considered very, very the heart of the scriptures, these eight verses. So we'll reflect on today's verse. And today's verse is saying that knowledge about me as described in scripture is very confidential. It has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. Knowledge about me is very confidential and it has to be realized through devotional service. And Lord Krishna touched upon this in the Bhagavad Gita. There's another interesting verse, almost similar. Idam te natapas paskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na nacha shushru shave vachyam nacha mamyo vyasya suyati. This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere. or devoted, or engage in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. So after the Lord spoke the Bhagavad Gita, the whole Bhagavad Gita, at the end, he told Arjuna, Nata Paskaya. This is one who is not austere. Then he said, Nabhakta. Nabhakta means not a devotee. Not a devotee. Ashushru Shave. Not engage in devotional service. And then Byasu Yati. One who is envious of me. So he says these four people should not be preached. Lord Krishna set a demarcation. He had rules and regulations to follow before he can be known or before he can be approached. And we've seen that Lord Brahma has just been born. But right away he uttered to him, Tapa, for you to approach me or discuss with me, you have to undergo purification. And so Brahma had to perform tapasya for 360,000 years before he got the audience of the Lord. 360,000 years. See? Remember, Brahma is just born from the lotus. Brahma couldn't figure out what is going on. And the first thing he heard was tapa. See? Yeah. So Lord Krishna sets his rules and regulation for us. So here he's saying that if one is not austere, and of course, we may say that Lord Chaitanya made it easy. He did make it easy. But it's not that Lord Chaitanya also negate austerity. Lord Chaitanya said, one must associate with devotees, one must attend Srimad Bhagavatam, one must serve the deities, one must live in a holy place. And what's the last one?
Chant
Hare Krishna. You see? So it's not like a free passage. These are essential principles. Even though it's easy, and he gave the holy name easily, but still there are rules and regulations to follow. See? And for us, our essential austerity is waking up early and attend the programs, which is important. See? If one does not practice austerity, then we cannot achieve anything much. And we see that Lord Krishna always, anytime there was a problem with the demigods or within the material world, the demigods would go and try to go and approach the Lord of the milk ocean. But before they can approach the Lord, they have to meditate for a thousand celestial years. Every time. They have to go and reach the Lord. When Bhumidevi went, when the earth was being trampled by the ferocious kings, Bhumidevi had concern. She went to Lord Brahma. And then they all went, along with the demigods, went to the milk ocean. And they had to meditate upon the Lord for a long time before they could get audience with him. When Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were oppressing the earth, Brahma and the demigods had to do the same thing. When Ravana was oppressing the earth, Lord Brahma and the demigods did the same thing. When Lord Krishna was to come, when Kamsa and the other kings were doing, of course, they had to do the same thing again. So the Lord is not easily approached. We have to show that we're serious. We have to show that we're serious and responsible before we can enter into his domain. See? And so he's saying knowledge about him can be acquired only through devotional service. See? He says here, Bhakya mam abhijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate taranantaram. One can understand me as I am, as the Supreme Personality of God, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So this devotional service is very essential. Engagement. And we know there the different ways. But especially for those that are engaged in serving him, preaching about him, and trying to dissipate the knowledge to the world, these are most dear to him. And so this is our duty and goal, to preach the message of the Lord, to give out the knowledge, to give out the holy name, and this would satisfy the Lord. So the Lord also went on to say, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam vyatitatvataha. Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So we can see, hardly one knows me in truth. Then he says, Tribir guna mayer bhavir evi sarvam idam jara. Deluded by the three modes, the whole world does not know me. So we can think that in one sense the Lord is easily approached, but in another sense is not so easy. Not so easy. I mean, we have one of the greatest community in this. We have one of the greatest community in America, here in Alachua. Maybe over 2,000 devotees. But we still find that there's I don't know if to say complacency or what, but generally, not even 1% are quite attended. You see, and you know it should be a concern for all of us. I mean, if more than half are working and studying, still. There's a great percentage that are not. And what Srila Prabhupada would have wanted, sometimes this is how we have to see, what Srila Prabhupada would have wanted. He wants his mission to go on, he wants his movement to go on. This movement is supposed to lead the world for 10,000 years. Lead the world for 10,000 years. How are we going to do it? If we're not organized, we have to contemplate on this. 10,000 years, ISKCON would lead the world. But unless we are really organized, right now, let us get into perspective. Right now, we're not 1% of the world population. We're not even 0.5%. We're not even 0.25%. And even in religion, in one sense, we're not known to. We're not on the map. 35% Christians, 25% Muslims, maybe 12-14% Hindus, 6% Buddhists. What percentage are Hare Krishna? 0.00000%. So we have to place ourselves on the map. And to do this means we have to organize. As we're seeing, so many of Prabhupada devotees are, Prabhupada disciples are leaving the planet. Would the young devotees take up that banner and push ISKCON forward? I mean, this is how it's supposed to be. But what is taking place? So this is a little perspective here to see our position within the world. But we should not give up hope. We have to try, and we have to really try to push. Try to encourage the younger devotees in whatever way we can before we leave this planet. See? It's essential, because we really want to see Prabhupada movement go on and spread and lead the world as it is predicted. It is predicted that it would lead the Lord world for 10,000 years. So that is dear. But which of us would take up the banner and see that it's going, that the torch keeps lighting? See, that is very important. So coming back to the verse, knowledge of me is confidential. So he said, those that are not austere, those that are not devoted, those that are not engaged in devotional service, and those that are envious of me, they should not be preached. So the Lord made his rules there. So within the Bhagavad Gita also he said, Namam Dushkritino Muda Prapadyante Narama Maya Parita Yana Asuram Bhavamashita. So these groups, these four groups, they're somewhat envious of the Lord also. That is the Dushkritina. Dushkritina means the miscreants. And then the Mudas, well, the foolish persons, and then the Naradamas, which is considered the lowest among mankind. And then the Asura, those atheistic ones. So these are, and Srila Prabhupada gave a long purport to these personalities. But as preachers, sometimes we preach to everyone, hoping that they will become devotee. Right? We try to preach, and then but if we find that they're antagonistic and they're blasphemous or whatever, then we try to avoid them. See, like that. But the trend is generally we try to preach. See, and then if we detect this kind of mentality, then we desist from them. And then again he says, Avajanti mam muda manushin tanamashutan. Fools deride me when I descend in human form. They do not know of my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. And there was some good example when Lord Krishna was on the planet 5,000 years ago. Lots of people thought that he was just ordinary because he seems just like a human like them. They did not know of his higher nature. See? And there's a nice example, or a great example, when he went to be the ambassador for the Pandavas. When Lord Krishna went to be the ambassador for the Pandavas, he tried to make peace with the Kauravas. He tried to cajole them to avoid this war. Even we know that he wanted to, Lord Krishna wanted to clean up the war of these vicious kings. You see, but at the same time, he says, I'm going to go and try to establish peace. So Lord Krishna went to the assembly there and he was speaking. He spoke to everyone. But Duryodhana wouldn't listen. See? He would not listen. Parshuram spoke to him. Kanva Rishi spoke to him. Still would not listen. In fact, he was cursed by Kanva Rishi because he was laughing at Kanva Rishi, hitting his legs, and Kanva actually cursing him. But the biggest joke was, he said he would capture Lord Krishna and he would tie him up. Duryodhana said, I'm going to catch, I think he was telling Karna and Dusasana, I will catch Lord Krishna and tie him up. And when this is accomplished, then the Pandavas would give up hope of war. There would be no war, everything would finish. See? And so after Lord Krishna finished and left the assembly, Duryodhana was going around, trying to do this, trying to catch Krishna, tie him up, humiliate him. See? So Krishna, the Lord of the universe, the all-knowing Lord, knows everything. He knew Duryodhana's mind. He said, Duryodhana, do you think I'm alone? Do you think I'm alone here? And hear how it goes. While Lord Krishna was speaking, innumerable manifestation of demigods suddenly streamed from his body with blazing splendor. Indeed, Brahma came out from Lord Krishna's forehead, and Rudra appeared from his chest. Agni blazed forth from his mouth, as did limitless Vasus, Adityas, Sadyas, Maruts, Ashvins, Yakshas, Gandharvas, and Yakshasas. Balaram appeared from Lord Krishna's left arm, bearing his plow weapon, and Arjuna came out from his right arm, holding the Gandiva bow. The other Pandavas were situated behind Lord Krishna, and the Yadus, headed by Pradyumna, were in front. All of these myriad forms were splendorous and multicolored, and they were beautifully dressed and decorated with ornaments and garlands. Then, while expanding himself greatly, Lord Krishna exhibited numberless arms, each of which held a different weapon, and from his eyes, ears, and other bodily parts issued forth sparks and smoke. Indeed, from every pore of Lord Krishna's body, flames and sparks emanated like brilliant sun rays. And when the assembled kings saw this most wondrous manifestation, they closed their eyes out of fear. Only Bhishma, Drona, Vidura, Sanjaya, and the rishis could bear to behold this dazzling, effulgent form, because Lord Krishna had blessed them with divine vision for the occasion. Drums were then heard beating in heaven, and flowers showered down from above as the earth trembled and the seas became highly agitated. See? So Duryodhana, he was thinking Lord Krishna to be a man. Or even if he was, he had some mystical power. Duryodhana was also saying that he had mystical powers also. See? But we can see what Lord Krishna exhibited towards him. And then he left the assembly. So, today's verse again. Knowledge about me is described in the scriptures very confidential, and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. I'll stop here. Is there any question or comment? Correction? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.